edition of What's On Your Mind. Hi, everybody, and welcome to the program, aptly named What's On Your Mind, because we want to know what's on your mind. I am Scott Hennen, along with Todd, the radio god Mitchell, on this Wednesday.
Hello.
How are you, Todd?
I'm seeing snow falling again. I'm
just a little
tired
bit
of seeing.
Just a little bit.
But, hey, the good news is come Sunday, we're supposed to be well into the 40s. In fact, depending on which weather thing you look at, maybe even the 50s.
Now, I'm looking at parts of our listening area having a hazardous weather outlook. What does that mean? Well, we have areas in northwest North Dakota, south central North Dakota, and southeast North Dakota today and tonight getting light snow. That's what you're seeing.
A third less calories than your regular snow.
Across northern North Dakota today, generally north of Highway 2, less than an inch of accumulation expected. Tonight, light snow, occasionally mixing with freezing rain along and north of the Highway 200 corridor. Ice accumulations will be minimal. That's a good thing. Days 2 through 7, however, that'd be Thursday through Tuesday, a wintry mix of sleet, snow, and freezing rain expected. Thursday, snow amounts up to an inch or possible along and north of Highway 2. Then we have on the other end of the state hazardous weather outlook. This would be for eastern North Dakota, west central, and northwest Minnesota, where we're talking about today and tonight. The south wind's kicking around pretty good this afternoon. Patchy blowing snow. That's along and west of the Red River Valley. Snow occurring along and north of Highway 2 this afternoon. Around an inch of accumulation expected. They're telling us the worst expected across the northern valley, where winds will be the strongest. A brief period of moderate to heavy snow will move across the area mid to late afternoon. And the falling snow combined with the strong winds will cause a brief period of near blizzard conditions in the northern valley. During periods with no falling snow, the more prone open areas will experience the significantly reduced visibilities in open areas. So then we get another round of snow occurring later tonight along and north of Highway 2. Snowfall up to an inch expected near Highway 2 with 2 to 5 inches along the international border. Here we go again. So all that rosy scenario you just laid out about the temps getting nicer just went right out the window, Todd.
Well, I'm talking about, Bismarck and south central North Dakota. Obviously, as you get toward Canada, it never quits snowing. So
is that the rule?
That's the rule.
2 to 5 inches along the international border. Freezing rain or sleet may occur along the south of the Highway 2. And that, again, all of that is just today and tonight. Now, tomorrow through Tuesday, rather, a cold front along with snow showers, possible blowing snow moving through the region Thursday night into Friday morning. Snow accumulation should be toward the lighter side. The extent of the blowing snow uncertain at this point. So now you have the weather scene, and you can plan accordingly. And we will be in Tioga tomorrow, broadcasting at Nesset Consulting Service right there on Highway 40 with What's On Your Mind. Looking forward to that conversation. And Bishop David Kagan is going to be up in Tioga tomorrow and visiting with some folks. So hopefully we'll get a chance to visit with him for a couple of minutes on the show. I know he's traveling after Mass tomorrow on up to Tioga, but we're both probably going to run into a little bit of crazy weather.
Think he doesn't have some thoughts on the whole Dickinson Trinity thing?
Yes.
Ugh.
Yeah, what is going on there? Stories, if you've not heard this, I guess it was Monday night, early Tuesday morning, right? Early Monday morning it happened. And there was a fire, and it was some significant damage to the point the school's closed for the year, Trinity High School, the Catholic school in Dickinson.
Yep.
They're moving, and by the way, they've said the public schools have been extraordinarily gracious and are accommodating. And
DSU, too, Dickinson State, yeah. I mean, they're having to basically scramble for class space, and thankfully everybody's been very working with them.
But fires happen, right? So you say, oh, well,
usually not set by the principal. He's the guy that keeps people from setting fires.
Allegedly, because this guy's been arrested, obviously, in connection with the Trinity High School fire. The principal has been arrested. The principal. And so obviously there's more to this story that is not known, and I don't know, you just wonder if it's, it's just a terrible story any way you look at it, and I don't know, what your reaction is to it. Anyone from the region that might know anything about this principal or whether this is,
Did he just snap? Was the pressure too much? Did he think he was moving to a nice, quiet little western North Dakota town, which, 10, 15, whatever years ago, that might have been the case. Things are obviously not quite so quiet anymore in Dickinson, North Dakota, compared to once upon a time.
A couple of folks are weighing in on our Facebook page about it. Kathleen says, 30 years old, a principal, that seems a bit young. Don't think he's from the area. Hopefully someone knows. And he moved here from another school.
It can work in a favor to have a young principal, though, because he's going to identify more closely with high school students and stuff. But and that is a little young.
I will say this. I mean, I did not have the fortune of going to Catholic schools only as a kindergartner because there were not Catholic schools available in small town Minnesota where I grew up, or South Dakota and Iowa for a little bit of a piece of my high school years. But Catholic school educators, our kids have gone to Catholic schools kindergarten on up, right? And we've got a senior now, and our youngest is a fifth grader. The educators are pretty amazing because all of these educators are doing this more for the fact that they can teach things the public school can't. I mean, the public schools here are very good, right? But a parochial school, in this case a Catholic school,
literal labor of love.
Yeah, they teach the whole person, and they do it with less retirement, with less pay, with less everything, right?
Yeah.
Less resources, all of that. So
yeah, they don't have an association that's going to bat for them or whatever.
Exactly, I mean, right. So anyway,
fighting for themselves.
This guy's name is Thomas Sander. Charged Tuesday with arson and endangerment by fire, Class B felonies. He was hired as principal in July of last year. And what do we know about his background again? He came from a school, but prior to...
He came from Council Bluffs, which is basically the Omaha area then.
Yeah, I'm just trying to...
I guess I don't remember the rest of the background. But
I have the Bismarck Tribune in front of me here, and I read this earlier today and picked up some of this...
I read it yesterday, but that was a whole day ago, so
yeah.
I think I lose brain cells in my sleep. So
don't have it from, it's not in this story about where he worked before, but previously he was in education, and prior to that he was in a completely different industry altogether. So I don't know, I don't know what to make of that. But there's obviously some more here that's disturbing. Jordan said apparently the kids weren't the only ones that didn't want to be in school. But seriously, a bad deal for the parents that pay to send their kids there, not going to be cheap to rebuild. I would assume there'd be insurance, but yeah, I mean, just the disruption.
This is the kind of thing movies are made out of.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe they can sell movie rights and get money to be able to rebuild the school, but you're right, it's not going to be cheap.
Anyway, if folks in and around the Dickinson area have more to that story that they want to share, we'd welcome that at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. I also want to talk a little bit about a story that just is amazing to me, and that is that in North Dakota right now, the jobs available outnumber the unemployed people. So if you take everybody that is unemployed and you take the amount of jobs, there's more jobs than there are people. So here's my question for anybody unemployed. Why? Barring some unforeseen circumstance, I guess health-related or whatever, I mean, if you want to work, you can work. Isn't this just an extraordinary statistic? Extraordinary.
Yeah, no kidding. They'd kill to have that in, say, Michigan or something like that.
The other thing I want to, this might sound weird to some people, but Craig Cobb, this guy's been in the news far too often down in Leith, North Dakota, for bringing all kinds of very odd, strange, white separatist views to North Dakota. But
it is now suddenly the White Knight. Get the pun?
I do, and I want to say I think that this is something we ought to applaud. This is something we ought to say, look, this guy could have gone on guns a-blazing, no pun intended, rhetorically or whatever. Obviously, he's incarcerated and going through a legal situation. But he deeded back his property to the city of Leith. Okay? And it's not technically...
I know this Metzger won't do that.
Yeah.
That's interesting. But that's a whole other discussion. But yeah, I mean, here's Craig Cobb. He's been a bad guy all this time, and all of a sudden it's like, all right, you know what? You guys win. Here, just let me get out of town.
That's a kind thing to do. In my view. Now, he may be doing it to try and get a lesser deal, whatever. But the point is, it's not legally required by the plea deal. He's doing it.
Right.
And what a relief for the folks in Leith. What a relief for all of us in North Dakota to just have this sad soap opera go away.
Devil's advocate, though, they were going to possibly condemn that home anyway. So maybe it's just like, look, you're going to condemn it anyway. Here, just let's simplify it. But either way, he is making it simple. He is being, the nice guy on his way out the door.
Give him credit. I think he deserves credit. You can tell me whether or not you think I've been dropped in my head, but I'm glad he's doing this. I think it's the right thing to do to end this sad saga. Let's go to the phones here at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Jack Girard, president of the American Petroleum Institute, at the bottom of the hour. Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall next hour. In the meantime, what's on your mind, Karen and Fargo?
Well, the last place in the United States you need to carry a gun around in is a small North Dakota town. That was ridiculous.
It was.
And
it landed him in jail, too.
Yeah, and no matter what happens, he's going to have a felony on his record, so he won't be able to walk around with guns anymore.
Do you think he's doing a kind thing on the way out here with this gesture of deeding the property back to the city of Leith?
I don't think he knows the meaning of the word kind. He correctly feels that maybe he has a better chance of not being in jail anymore if he gets the land up.
All right, well, maybe it's not kindness, maybe it's prudence. I don't know what it is, but I'm going to give him credit for doing it because he could have just been a crank on the way out the door like he's been the entire time. And I think he deserves some credit for doing it, and I hope it ends a sad chapter for the folks in Leith. Thanks, Karen. More of your calls coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
Did you know there are as many as 143 different species of weeds that stubbornly refuse to succumb to herbicides growing in the United States? The North Dakota Soybean Council considers herbicide-resistant weeds a major problem that requires immediate attention. Soybean producers can no longer rely on one input or one mode of action to effectively treat these weeds. It is important to arm yourself with more weapons to apply against weeds, such as crop rotation, residual herbicides, and multiple herbicide modes of action. These tools can help you manage herbicide-resistant weeds growing in fields already and prevent the development of new herbicide-resistant species. We also encourage you to develop more diverse weed management plans to keep these weeds from spreading further. For more information to prevent herbicide-resistant weeds from spreading, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
If it's time for a Hurricane Force truck wash, but you hate wasting the time, then the North Dakota Truck Wash is for you. The North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley wants you to know there's no waiting time between 6 and 10, a.m. or p.m. If those times work for you, you'll enjoy no wait times and a free engine wash at North Dakota's best truck wash, the Bakken's best, Hurricane Force, the North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley. Again, no waiting time between 6 and 10 a.m. or 6 and 10 p.m. at the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Question. If you're not working, why? That's the answer. That noise you hear in the background is our signal when we have lines open. It's our plea to join the discussion on what's on your mind and pick up the phone and call us at 800-228-0550. That worked well yesterday.
I was going to say, you like those crickets better than those nuclear ones I had
I do.
Yesterday?
Yeah,
those guys were a little too close to the power lines yesterday for some reason.
And then, by the way, when we broke out the crickets yesterday, we had folks call with all kinds of wonderful ideas.
See?
So, exactly. When you hear the crickets, it means pick up that phone. Scott and Todd are ready to talk and find out what's on your mind. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. And I am as sincere as I know how to be, when I say I really want to know, if you find yourself unemployed in the great state of North Dakota, why that is. If you're unemployed, let's have a little conversation. You're in the right place, first of all. You are in the right place because an amazing statistic tells us that there are more jobs than there are unemployed people. So, in other words, you can be choosy when you decide where you want to go.
Yeah.
So I kind of like that. 800-228-0550-701-258-0550. It's Ash Wednesday today. The Lenten season kicks off.
Mm-hmm.
Time for a little penance. Did you when you were growing up as a nice Lutheran boy, Todd?
I was never a nice Lutheran boy.
Yes, you were.
I was a Lutheran boy, but I was a nice Lutheran boy.
Did you participate in some way in the Lenten season? Did you do like
not on Ash Wednesday? Never really did any Ash Wednesday. We're going tonight though, but no. The one thing I do remember is Palm Sunday, and then coming back with those palms after church every year.
Yeah, towards the end of the Lenten season.
Yeah,
you know, one of my favorite stories of Lent. I'm Catholic, and so you know, generally we're always, you know, doing some penance. You give something. So growing up, I'll never forget my little brother, who helps produce the show, gave up Neapolitan ice cream. He wasn't about to give up just ice cream in general, you know, but he was bold enough
he
to say, you know,
Neapolitan.
I'll do without the Neapolitan ice cream, but
wow.
You know, that's generally not, anyway, I'm swearing off soda, and I am a pop addict. I'm a pop addict, and I'm giving it up. So
you notice there is a brand new 12 pack of your favorite in the refrigerator here.
It's yours now.
For you.
It's yours till Easter, my man. Well, let's go to Ernest, who's out in Floyd, Montana. Oh boy, get out the pie chart. How you doing, Ernest?
Good, thank you. This is a little bit off topic there, but I got something that somebody might be interested in knowing about. There, I put the wife on the train, or we're supposed to have put the wife on a train and. Williston Monday morning there at 11 o'clock. Well, the train didn't get in from east until 5 o'clock. Your time. So last night I get a call and they was sitting over in Libby still on the same train there, and they still haven't got into Seattle this morning. That's really something to talk about, but they were supposed to have taken them off a train in Shelby and bussed them over to Spokane because there was they said that there was an avalanche or something, but they got it cleared. This is really something for our government-sponsored transportation system, isn't it?
Yeah, it sort of makes you wonder, does anything that is government-subsidized run well? I don't know. I scratch my head sometimes. You're not the first to have issues with Amtrak. My understanding is that a number of the bumps have been restored. Congressman Kevin Cramer is going to be here next hour, and it's one of the topics we have for him because it comes up often on the program. We'll ask him about it, Ernest, okay?
I appreciate that. Thank you.
And can I ask you two quick questions?
Sure.
What does your wife say when you refer to her as the wife? Do you get by with that? I'm kind of curious. I might try that at home.
No, I call her boss.
Oh, well, that's a better line, yeah. And then the other question I had for you is there good pie in Floyd, Montana?
No, not really. Not anymore.
No.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Doesn't your wife doesn't make pie then, I hope.
Not anymore.
Oh, okay.
The boss gave it up. Plus, she's out of town. He can get by with saying that. Ernest, we're always looking for good pie. So
yeah, when they have a deal going on every once in a while there, and there is good pie here. There when they got them sales going. There's some of them women, they really make some delicious pies here.
Well, let us know next time they do, and we'll put that on the map.
Okay, Doc.
We love those annual events. That's some of the best stuff. Thanks, Ernest. Appreciate the call. Clint and Berthold, you're next listening on KCJB. Go ahead, Clint. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to make a comment about the situation in Leith with Craig Cobb. I think as far as his deeding the property back to the city was just a way for him to avoid the cost of demolition and disposal of his property since it had been condemned.
Maybe so. Maybe it makes it, you know, maybe easier for him. And I don't doubt there's a wink and a nod on the plea deal to say, why don't you just kind of go quietly into the night here and we'll go easy on you, even though everybody's saying that's not part of the deal. But interesting point, Clint. Appreciate the call. Thank you, Tom and Minot, listening on KCJB. You're next on What's on Your Mind, Tom.
Hey, you were talking about the unemployment situation. And I believe, you know, a lot of people aren't working because they just don't get paid enough to compensate for the living expenses in the northwest part of the state here. I mean, it's no problem that they raised a quadruple the rent for everybody, but it seems to be a hard time for business owners to start coughing up more money for wages. That's my comment, Dave.
Sure. Boy, I can't imagine the makeup of an individual that says, you know what, living expenses are such, so I'll just not work. Man, what an existence. That's not to minimize the fact that everything costs more in the buck, and everybody gets paid more, but everything costs more, right? I mean, and impacts that ultimately need to be caught up on. And you know, I think the market takes care of that. More houses, price of house comes down. More apartments, price of apartments comes down. More grocery stores and choices, price of, you know, cornflakes comes down. I mean, that's just part of it. So.
Back in Columbus, Ohio, I live next door to two people with MBAs who didn't work. Because they could just sit back and collect welfare.
Wow.
No, I see these people were, you know,
and I don't think
sane or anything. But
I don't think there's a lot of that kind of character in North Dakota,
no.
I take. Yeah.
No.
Dawn in Bismarck, you're next listening on 550 KFIRE. What's on your mind, Dawn?
Hi, I'm just calling regarding your Mr. Cobb, and I agree with the previous two listeners. I don't think he did anything out of the act of kindness. He was thinking of himself, and it would have ended up costing him if he hadn't deeded the property back. I don't think the man had anything else in mind. And as far as the unemployment in North Dakota, the jobs may be out there, but housing is terrible if it's available. Most of these people that are drawing that kind of a wage can't afford it, and if you can't take a shower in the morning and wash your clothes, pretty hard to go to work.
Yeah, but again, there's, you know, you're right, Dawn. It's been a challenge, and getting ahead of that with the housing stock available for the employees, I think it's the number one priority going forward without question. But boy, there's folks doing it every day. It can be done, but I hear you. That's not to suggest it isn't a challenge for sure. Thanks, Dawn. Appreciate the call. More coming up.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Farmers Union Oil Company, the Scenic stores that have been serving the communities of Stanley, Tioga, and the surrounding area for 71 years have a brand new name, Pinnacle. Serving excellence. And the Pinnacle Travel Plazas in Stanley and Tioga are the place to go if you're headed for the Bakken. Great food. That's right. Stop in and find home cooking, just like Mama used to make. All kinds of great daily lunch and dinner specials prepared by their executive chef. All kinds of great grab-and-go items. Burgers, fries, onion rings, mozzarella sticks, chicken drummies, popcorn chicken, chicken strip baskets. The Piccadilly Pizza is fantastic. Personal pan size, medium and large, order in or take out. They have catering available, too. A great bakery department and a sit-down eating area. Come on in and enjoy good old-fashioned home cooking at the Pinnacle Travel Plazas, right off Highway 2 in Stanley, or just north of Highway 2 on Highway 40 in Tioga. Pinnacle, serving excellence.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Next year is What's on Your Mind, North Dakota's most listened to radio talk show, and you honor us every single day by not only having us tuned in on 550 K-Fire or KCJB in Minot or KLTC in Dickinson, KTGO in Tioga, right smack dab in the middle of the booming Bakken, or AM 1100 The Flag in Fargo-Moorhead, as well as calling us on the program. We appreciate that very much. Every day getting a chance to talk with folks all across the Northern Plains with five states and two Canadian provinces within our reach, and we so much appreciate the opportunity to visit with you every single day. We have the president of the American Petroleum Institute joining us today on the program, Jack Girard. Jack, nice to have you back. How are you?
It's 9:32.
Jack, are you there? Hello?
Hello?
Jack, is that you?
It's me.
Jack Girard, Scott Hennon, how are you?
Good, Scott. How are you today?
Good. Good to catch up with you. Appreciate the time today.
Happy to do so. My favorite state.
Why is North Dakota your favorite state?
Because it's leading the nation. It's showing the rest of the world and the country what we can do if we're thoughtful about energy production, putting people to work, helping people in their lives. It's a great role model. I talk about it every place I go. Hope that's all right.
Well, no, we love it. We love it. We need more of everything in North Dakota just to be able to continue to unleash this North Dakota miracle known as the Bakken. So anybody willing to roll up their sleeves, go to work, we got a spot for them. In fact, we're just talking about a new study that says there are more jobs than there are unemployed people in the state of North Dakota right now. So keep telling the story.
Well, we will. I'll tell you, I testified in the House of Representatives last week, and during that testimony, I had both the chairman and the ranking member of the particular committee say they wanted to go out and see what's going on out there. So we're going to start bringing Washington to North Dakota to educate Washington on what can happen when we have right energy policies and we move this process forward. So that study confirms just what I think most of us suspected, and shoot that material to us. We'd be happy to continue to get it out to educate people.
Well, why don't you see if you can bring President Obama along? He's taken so much credit for everything happening here. It'd be worth him actually coming to the state. That might be a good idea, too.
Yeah, that's on my next phase of things to do, Scott.
It's a little lower down the list, huh?
That's right. I'm taking it line by line here, and I'm up to round two. So we're making progress. We just haven't done it all yet.
Well, and in all seriousness, I mean, this is a bit of an inconvenient truth for the administration and for the folks that really just, in the name of green energy, want to shut down the fossil fuel industry and go a different route altogether to what's happening here, isn't it?
Well, it is, Scott. And what I've told the administration repeatedly on this, I said, look, the band is playing. North Dakota is the perfect example of that. Due to the private sector, due to your governor's leadership, your bipartisan representation in Congress and elsewhere, you guys are really the model, the case study for what could happen all across this country. And this is a big deal. It's a great opportunity. And as I say, that band is playing. If you want to lead the band, you got to get your baton and get out in front of it, because it's going to continue to go, because the American public is going to continue to demand it. As they see this case study, and my favorite state of North Dakota, every place I go, people are talking about it. They're saying, wow, I hear this is happening up there. I hear these things are happening. They're creating jobs. They're putting people to work. It's making us energy secure. It's reducing our trade imbalance because we rely less on outside sources. It's just a great American success story. And yet the rest of the nation could benefit, perhaps not as much as you're benefiting in North Dakota, but could clearly have some benefit. But we need some leadership. We need somebody to step up, get away from partisanship. This isn't about Republicans and Democrats. This is a unique American opportunity. We've got to seize it.
Our guest is Jack Girard today. Jack is the president and CEO of the American Petroleum Institute. This would be the National Trade Association that represents all aspects of America's oil and natural gas industry. He's sort of what Ron Ness is to us in North Dakota. Jack Girard is on the national stage and has led that organization since late 2008, expanding its membership and influence in all 50 states and globally. They have offices now in Dubai and Singapore and all operations all across the globe. And, you know, you talk about this being a big story in North Dakota, really the size of the Bakken play and Three Forks and other formations here. It's an international player, too, isn't it, Jack?
Well, absolutely. I mean, you just look at what's going on in Ukraine right now, and you begin to see the impact that what we're doing here in this country is having on a global scale. When a lot of people looked at Iran and the sanctions that were imposed and the displacement of their production on a global scale, in many ways, it was North Dakota that offset that. A lot of people felt like taking that Iranian production out of the global mix would actually impact and drive the price up, and it really didn't happen. There's a great article in the Wall Street Journal that pointed out the price has actually begun to stabilize globally. Why? Because of U.S. domestic production, with the big piece of that coming right out of North Dakota. So it's having implications clear across the world. And if we do this well and continue on the trajectory we're going and bring other states into this opportunity and then allow for export of the product, you know, we're going to have influence on people like Mr. Putin, on Middle East dynamics, China, and elsewhere. This is a big deal, and I just hope more and more people really recognize it and come to understand it. And it's a good chance for our president to bring the country together to take advantage of a unique American opportunity.
And you're certainly giving him a lot of opportunities where it would make sense for him. One example is this new study that you've done regarding the employment outlook for African-Americans and Latinos in the industry. Talk a little bit about this new study.
Well, what we've done there, Scott, what's really important about this is if you look down the road, if you look to the future of the United States, the face of our nation is changing. The Hispanic community is growing considerably, and we as in the oil and gas industry say to ourselves, okay, how do we make sure we have prepared the next generation to work in our industry? Now, the beauty of our industry is we hire clear up and down that value continuum. We need the PhDs, the rocket scientists, if you will, the microbiologists. But we also have good-paying jobs, all driving truck, doing the manual labor, working on the rigs, etc. So one of the great blessings that we have is we can employ people up and down that value chain. But when we look at the demographic shifts taking place, the minority populations continue to grow. So we're going to have to do more outreach into those communities to make sure we have developed the workforce of the future. And what our most recent study shows is there's close to 500,000 new jobs can be created that will go to the African-American, Hispanic community and a lot of jobs for women. So this, once again, is a great success story where we're looking clear across our population, all walks of life, all backgrounds, and they can all benefit from this. And if you look in some of those segments of our society that have been disadvantaged or underemployed, if you will, we have part of that answer. The president talks about income inequality. He talks about minimum wage. Well, our jobs pay about 7 times what the minimum wage is. If we really want to close income inequality, let's put our people to work. So let's not get hung up on political rhetoric. Let's look at the reality, and that is that oil and gas is leading the way, and North Dakota is right at the top of that list.
Senator Heidi Heitkamp is urging federal regulators as well as industry stakeholders in the energy industry to work together to put together the qualities and characteristics of U.S. crude oil so regulators can finalize a study on the topic. And obviously with the explosion on the BNSF track near Castleton, this has been a big issue. I know that PHMSA has dropped the ball on new regulations, but I see that Senator Heitkamp in this is calling out the industry a little bit, saying, hey, we need an objective study of crude oil and how it interacts with material and rail cars. And we need more information from the industry. We got to get the industry to do the right thing and work together with the PHMSA. Is there a problem here?
No, I don't think there's a problem, Scott. In fact, I appreciate what the senator's doing. I think she's as frustrated as the rest of us are. You know, the issues are the way that you characterize crude oil for transportation purposes. The law requires, or the regulations require, that we look at the flash point and the boiling point to determine what package or what rail car we put that in before we transport it. And what's happened to date is there's been allegations about Bakken crude suggesting somehow it's different than other crudes. And what we've been telling people is if you look at its characteristics, not only that which the law requires, but also the other areas, that what we're finding is Bakken crude is comparable to other light crudes around the country. So we're not seeing a big distinction. And I think what Senator Heitkamp is pushing for here, and I think it's something we all agree with, let's go back and do more analysis. Let's look closer at it to make sure we know exactly its characteristics, that we're testing it, that we're classifying it well. What's concerning is the regulator, in some ways, has come out now with an emergency order, and what they're saying is, gee, we got to do all these other tests. Well, they're important, but let's stay focused on safety. We move 99.997% of all the traffic is moved safely. So what we're really focused on here is a 0.003. So we need to squeeze that risk out of our equation. But what we don't want to do is overreact and end up pushing that risk somewhere else, either up the value chain where it puts more risk on the actual transporters, in this case the railroads, or down to emergency response. So we're really fine-tuning the operations, and I believe Senator Heitkamp is helping nudge that along, both on industry and on regulators. So in some ways, we welcome her involvement. She and Senator Hovind have stepped up. Congressman Kramer, they've been great leaders for us, and they get it. They understand it, but they rightfully need to know answers to these questions so that they can reassure their public, their constituency out there, that we're being thoughtful in the way we're doing this.
Mike and Mandan, question for our guest, Jack Girard of the American Petroleum Institute. Go ahead, Mike.
Good morning, gentlemen. Morning, Jeff.
Morning, Mike. How are you?
Not too bad. Not too bad. Hey, I just got something here. I don't know if this is your area of expertise or not, but you know, I know we're United States not self-sufficient on oil yet. I know we're getting close to that. Why I hear from the government that they want to start exporting oil, and I just fail to see the reason for it when we're still importing oil. Do you know anything about or clarify some of this?
Yeah, absolutely, Mike, that's a good question. What's happened is you'll recall that the government put some limitation on the export of crude oil back in the 1970s when it was scarce and when we had the Arab oil embargo. What folks are looking at now is the potential to export oil from the United States. And a little bit of what Scott and I were talking about, the classification of crude oils, the refineries built in the United States to be able to process and refine our product were built primarily to rely on heavy crudes. That's coming from Canada, Venezuela, and elsewhere. But with a lot of the new light crudes, like in North Dakota, we have the ability, or I should say, at some point we're going to come to capacity in everything that we've built in the United States. Today we actually export about 3 million barrels a day of refined product, gasoline, diesel fuel, etc. So what we're really driving at here, and this is important for the American consumer, because a lot of people instinctively think about crude exports and they say, well, heck, that's going to impact us at the pump. But it's quite the contrary. Recent economic analysis show that it actually benefits American consumers.
Very interesting. We're coming up against the break, Jack, and I think you have to run to another interview, don't you?
I do, but let's keep talking. Scott and Mike, hang in there, and it's good to visit with you guys.
Mike, thanks for the call. Jack Girard from the American Petroleum Institute, our guest, and we'll have him back on What's on Your Mind. Short break, back with more after this.
Tioga, North Dakota is home of Nesset Consulting Services in a beautiful new facility. Kathy Nesset talks about the hometown of Nesset Consulting Services.
I'm very proud of this community. This community welcomed me back in 1979 and 1980 when I first came here, and I feel to whom much is given, much is expected. I am very happy to be able to give back.
And talk about what this new facility allows Nesset Consulting to do for the future.
We're very fortunate. Now we have space. We can now, we have more people hired. We are specializing into some very specialized field services, such as we want to do some thin section preparation of drill cuttings for the oil companies. We're able to do a little bit more quality control of the work that we're doing because we have space for the people to be able to do that work. We have a lab in the back in the shop, infrared chromatography and such like that, that we're doing on the well sites for the oil companies.
To find out more, go to NassetConsulting.com or call them 701-664-1492.
How would you like to have lake life without the chores? You can when you purchase a beautiful Chase on the Lake condo right on the shores of Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. All you do is sit back, relax, and let Chase on the Lake take care of everything. I'd love to give you a first-hand personal tour of this beautiful facility the weekend of February 28th through March 2nd. Will you join us at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota? Check it out at chaseonthelake.com or call 888-CHASE-06, 888-CHASE-06.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Freeze Dry Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you'd like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Council brings you today's broadcast. 60,000 jobs, $30 billion in economic impact, and energy security. Speaking of our conversation with Jack Girard of the American Petroleum Institute there. Find out more about this industry and everything that's happening to manage the challenges of our state's growth at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Telephone number is 800-228-0550. I don't hear crickets, do I? Is that a cricket sound? I can't tell if that's a cricket sound or not, but it might not be. It can be because Jamie's on the phone here. But behind Jamie, there's room if you want to chat. 800-228-0550-701-258-0550. Jamie and Bismarck, you're on What's On Your Mind.
Hey, Scott, how you doing today?
Good, how are you?
Good. Hey, you know, I'm sure everybody likes hearing what that guy says. You know, bring him up here, bipartisan, work across party lines. But the reality of it is there's no way that guy can possibly believe down inside of him that anybody that Obama sends up here is going to want anything to do with coal and oil. This regime that's in there right now, they don't want coal and oil to be part of anything. They don't care how many jobs we got. They don't care how good it is for America to be producing our own oil and coal and energy. That'd be like Wayne LaPierre telling Obama to come on over to NRA headquarters in Virginia. We're going to talk a little bit about guns and reason with you. That doesn't work. It's just his ideology not to like stuff like that.
Well, I think I would just throw in my two cents here. Two things. One, I agree with you that there is a way of thinking that is certainly against fossil fuels. Again, I brought this up with Gina McCarthy, the EPA administrator, who, by the way, does work for President Obama and was here and did say a lot of really good things. We'll talk with Congressman Kramer about that next hour. So this was somebody that works for President Obama in North Dakota saying good things about, hey, your state regulators have a good job. We want to work with you. Now, again, saying and doing are two different things, but it's a step in the right direction, number one. So I agree with you. That's their way of thinking. And again, President Obama said, as candidate Obama, to the San Francisco Examiner, that his policy on global warming and clean coal technology was the way to do this is bankrupt coal companies. He said that. We will bankrupt coal companies and electricity rates will necessarily skyrocket and then everybody will love green energy. So I get that that's their way of thinking. But here's what I think we have in the way of a possibility. And I called it an inconvenient truth, and Todd looked at me like I had three heads because he knew I was referencing the same name for Al Gore's movie. But what I'm saying is, in all seriousness, it is an inconvenient truth for the Obama administration to have oil and gas development create the juggernaut to the economy that it is here, and then continue to oppose it when they claim to want to help the economy nationwide. Does that make sense, Jamie?
Yeah, it does, but it's just lip service. I'll bet you, Casey, your favorite beer, that they don't do anything for us. It's,
and they
control
not.
Most of the media, so.
And they may not, but here's the deal. It is tougher and tougher for them to be an opponent of the industry when you show them, look, well, Len Helms and his shop and responsible regulation, okay? In other words, Len Helms doesn't go easy on the industry. They've imposed zillions of dollars worth of regulations on the industry to make it safer, and whether it be pits or whether it be the drilling and, all the different, that's the state doing it. Don't need the EPA to quote unquote get tough on the industry. The state does that already. Okay. So they see that. They see, a contrast where same oil, same rock, same everything, one owned by a private landowner and mineral rights owner and one owned by the federal government. One takes 18 days to get permitted. Another takes 6 months. What's wrong with this picture? And add up the amount of mineral rights the federal government owns, compare that to our federal debt, and say, is there a path here to eliminating the federal debt? So to me, Jamie, you just keep pointing that stuff out more and more and more, and you make it uncomfortable for the administration. You know what I mean?
You're forgetting one thing, Scott. You can't rationalize with liberals. That's the only thing you're forgetting about, and I would want you to think about that a little more.
I'll try to wrap my mind around it. Maybe I'm.
You have a good one.
Maybe this is a fool's errand, Jamie. That I'm in a utopian fog to think that somehow. But you know, I'm not actually. I get what Jamie's saying, and he's not wrong. He's not wrong that that's the way that that's in their genetic makeup, for lack of a better term, right? That's in their political DNA, is to be exactly in the wheelhouse he's talking about, but. When you point out, look, it can be done. It can be done responsibly. Look what's happening on the, in Native American country up at Newtown and the three affiliated tribes. They're in the business. And they're drilling next to Lake Sakakawea, which is a treasured natural resource for us here in the great state of North Dakota, and doing it responsibly. And guess what? Eliminating their debt, building refineries, and creating jobs, and showing a whole generation of Native American folks, or generations, plural, that there's another way. And look at the amount of Native American jobs that have started, and that are available. And look at the Native American businesses that have started. And, it's very. That's why I brought up this new study that the American Petroleum Institute did, that said, look at the amount of jobs for minority workers in the oil and gas industry. Well, again, what is President Obama run around the country doing? Talking about wanting more jobs for, my deal is I don't like hyphenating anybody. I just want more jobs for us, right? Whether they're veterans, whether they're African-American, whether they're Hispanic, whether they're white, blue, brown, or whatever. But it makes it politically difficult for them to oppose it. More coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercorp Building Systems. Jesse Everett, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks, and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercorp building?
All North American-made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercorpbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.